Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Dr. Faye Cobb-Payton is here, too, ladies and gentlemen. Faye is Associate Professor of Information Systems Technologies at NC State, North Carolina State University. Information systems technology. I think isn't that another word for a techie or for geek? Is that?
Jim, that's what I've heard. Right?
welcome to the show, Faye.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Faye is also a very accomplished person in other areas. Her articles have been peer reviewed in many publications. She's helps many other professionals with their careers, and she has a number of other accomplishments. And she's here to talk to us about something she calls leveraging intersectionality, and it's a very important topic. Also, how there's a lack of diversity in her field. Faye, thanks again for being here. Thanks for being a good sport. We have fun here on the show.
I love it.
I have my pocket protector too, by the way. I've never heard the word intersectionality used the way you're using it. Tell us what that means, intersectionality.
Well, the term was originally coined by Professor Crenshaw. She's actually a law professor at Columbia University. And she actually coined the term to sort of look at ways of how people view and how oppression can take place. And some of that in oppression, exclusion, can take place both from her perspective, both as a female and both as a black female. So the intersection of her being both female and black sort of helped to coin this term of intersectionality, ways for which we can look at and view people.
Some people would call that a double whammy. That's the colloquial term, right? A double whammy. It's still there was a cartoon years ago. But anyway, that's another story. The thing though, so she felt like being black and being female was a double negative for her in some circumstances. Here's what's interesting, Faye. Mm-hmm. I don't know how many times I have had someone say, we need somebody to hire for this job. Mm-hmm. And somebody else would say, well, what's the profile of the candidate? And they say, well, here's what they need to do. But if you're a black female, that's like an automatic job hire. I don't know how many times I've heard that. That's happened several times in my career where if you were black, you had a chance to get a job because there wasn't enough diversity. They were looking for black people to diversify their workforce, okay? And if you were a female, that was doubly valuable. So I haven't experienced what she's experienced in her intersectionality comment, but I have experienced the opposite being true. What do you think?
Mm-hmm. Well, I think let's talk about it. I think it starts with that candidate pool, right? And so let's talk about the candidate pool, and then let's talk about the experience enter.
Let me stick something in here.
Okay.
Because your point is this intersectionality is happening primarily in the technology world.
Absolutely.
Okay,
absolutely.
So my reference was not a technology, part of the technology. So is it safe to say that the problem of intersectionality is not widespread, but maybe localized?
Well, I think that and she's a lawyer. So if we look at legal, right, mm-hmm. I think that there are some issues. So I think we can look actually across several different fields. My field happens to be computing, right, and technology, or as you called it, the geek. But you know,
with great affection, Faye.
With great affection, right? But when we look at that pipeline of what's happening there, we see that the percentages of that pipeline, and looking at that pipeline, I'm talking about those that are, let's start at those getting undergraduate degrees in sort of the discipline, right? So recent work that was released by, you know, Computing Research Association shows that when we look at that pipeline, only 4.5% of those getting computing degrees are African-American at the undergraduate level. And that same figure for Hispanics was about 6.5%.
Right.
For whites, almost 61%. So you can look and see that there is, and Native Americans didn't even make up 1%.
So in that particular field, is the problem that, you know, anytime you have something that that is perceived as a problem, one of the first things to do is find the headwater, right? Find where it comes out of the ground. Because you might say, well, you know, people are predisposed not to hire black technology experts, but I think you would probably say, well, we don't know that yet because we don't have enough of them, right?
Well, there's twofold. I would say that the pipeline is limited. However, there has work that has been shown that minorities are getting the degrees increasingly. But it's a slow uptick. But even when they get the degrees, they don't get hired, Jim.
Those are two completely separate issues, aren't they? One is, are we fostering an environment where all children who have the inclination, the interest, and the ability to pursue a technological degree, whether that be medicine or computers or whatever, who fit that profile, regardless of where they came from, to move on to those technical degrees, if are all the people who could do that, are they being given the opportunity to do that? That's one issue, right?
Right, that's one issue.
And there are diversity issues there, and then the other one is once those people get to the hiring stage in all categories, all classes, are they getting hired? Are they given the job to be hired?
Right.
The opportunity, I should say, to be hired, to get the job.
Absolutely.
Yeah. You want to give us a website? We got to take a quick break. We're going to come back after these messages. You got a website? You want to give us?
Yes, it is www.ncsu.edu, FC Payton.
All right. Hold on to that thought. Quick break. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.